Very good, thanks, Andrew. Very good.
So, if my maths are correct, there's been no public attendance at Matoa Race Club for, well, nearly 2 years, way back 2019 Cup in spring.
Yes. Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
It's a long time, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And, no, we're really looking forward to Monday. And it's not as if we get a great crowd on a Monday, but I know there's a lot of people who can't wait to get down to the track and from the area too. So, yeah.
So this meeting last year, of course, smack bang in the middle of really tough COVID restrictions, no crowds. Your Matoa Cup runs usually the same weekend, I think, as Caulfield Cup, does it? Or, in fact, no, it's early October. Anyway, it's smack bang in the middle of spring, so no crowds there. And finally, you have a meeting. So are you expecting people to turn up? If locals said, look, we'll come along, it might be a Monday, but it's winter, but let's just see what the racetrack looks like on a race day.
That's right, and we'll get a reasonably good crowd. But when I say that, there'll be nothing like October. But there's a lot of people very keen to get back to the races and get back to our track because we normally don't get too bad of a crowd on that day. But so you know, we've got the track. You know, everything's pretty right there. We're sort of just hoping the weather will be kind to us and we'll have a good day.
Does anyone train at the Matoa track? Have you been maintaining it, given you haven't raced for, you know, 9 months?
Yeah, no, nobody trains on the track, but we'll have jump outs on Tuesday and, after the October meeting, Paul Pruska might come over and gallop a few horses and different stuff like that. But overall, no, it's not a training track. Yeah.
What about the track itself? We'll have updated conditions on the morning of your meeting coming up soon, but how's the track been going in terms of maintenance over recent times?
Yeah, no, we're very pleased the way it looks. At the moment, I think it's probably about a soft 6 to 7 sort of rating, and I'd say over the next day or so, it'll probably come back a little bit, but then we might get a few showers on Sunday and that, but I think we'll probably definitely race on the soft track on Monday, but it'll be only just soft. But now it's got a great cover, and you know, we're very pleased the way it is.
A lot of history with your race club, but it's well known. The story goes, what, your first meeting, 1879, and a public holiday was decreed. The whole town went to the races, and it has been part of a tradition there for so long. As I said, you've got a lot of history to your race club that only races a couple of times now.
Yeah, that's correct. And we've always asked for extra meetings, but which other clubs do too. But, you know, we can race any time of the year. We've got a great track for winter racing. We can handle a lot of rain and still race. And we're always sort of ready to, that's why they have our track ready for any race meeting. If it's too wet somewhere else, we're ready to take it. But
you don't often get the pickup meetings, do you? I know Penny Penfold, one of the key administrators in country racing. She looks after your club, doesn't she? And I think often the pickup meeting or relocation is usually in proximity to where the other meeting was going to be held for travelling reasons. But even though you're putting your hand up, you don't really get a pickup meeting that much, do you?
No, we don't. But we did there probably 3 or 4 years ago. We got two in a row, and it was fairly wet at the time. But I think the synthetic tracks doesn't help much these days. And we're always going to be ready for it. And we just haven't had the wet winters, the last few years either. So that probably gives us that chance. But anyway, we're always ready, mate. We're always ready to race here.
We're chatting to Dave Delahunty, the president of Matoa Race Club. They're racing on Monday. For many, it'll be just another meeting, and a meeting will have coverage on RSN. You can have a bet and so on. But Think of the significance because of the way COVID protocols have kicked in. Mattel race twice a year. Their cup in October, no crowds. This meeting last July, no crowds. So essentially the last time public or members or people went along to the Mattel Race Club to a race meeting is October 2019. So 20 plus months, it's a long time. Dave, in terms of the race club dates and names, I had a look at the future calendar. I'm not jumping ahead, but on the racing website, it does list the fact that this meeting in a year's time, you'll have the Matoa Cup, and you are actually, I think, officially the Matoa Mamo Race Club, aren't you? That's the official name. But this meeting in a year's time is scheduled to be the Mama Cup.
Yeah, that's correct. It's, we used to have a New Year's Day meeting. It was run by Mama, and it was a Mama Cup day. And it got to the stage that we were probably one of the first clubs to ever have these big days, you know, like they do now, like the big cup days, and our people got out and promoted it, and we made a big family day, and all of a sudden everybody sort of cottoned on a little bit around the area, and the crowds weren't quite as big as they used to be because there was that many of them very similar to ours. So it got, and with the heat factor now these days, people just don't seem to turn up like what they would do. And so we had crowds up to nearly 3,000 people on a New Year's Day, you know, if it wasn't too hot. And that was the biggest crowd race clubs were ever getting around the area. That people were astounded how well it went. So they got onto it too. But and then with the fact that everybody else got onto it, it sort of eased up a bit with crowds. And then the heat factor and the water factor, the cost of that and the amount of work to get that track right. And it was a non-TAB meeting, and then we realised that we need to talk about this, and if we want to survive as a club, New Year's Day is not going to, financially, we're not going to really go too long this way. So we're very, very lucky, really, to get this meeting that we've got Monday that replaced New Year's Day, and financially, we're far better off, and we'll be around forever because of those circumstances. And next year we're pushing it. We'll happen. We'll have a Saturday or a Sunday, a Mama Cup Day, which will be fantastic. And I think we'll be able to create a good crowd at that too. So we're really looking forward to that. So this is just a start. Well, the name of it is the starting of it.
So often when race clubs have a dual name, it's because it's two locations. I know of Matoa, but when I'm looking on the map here about Mama, it's more about the lake. Is that right? There's not actually a place Mama, but Mama's the lake. Is it in Matoa or?
It is. And it is the Mama Lake. But what happened apparently years and years ago, when my grandfather and going back and all that, going back a long way, the actual Catholic Church decided that they run a race meeting and I spoke to the race club and they made their own club and took New Year's Day because nobody had it, and they agreed to it, and the actual the money went to the Catholic Church and it helped build a new school that was opened in 1963, and It was amazing how it went. It was just that nobody wanted a New Year's Day meeting, and they said, "Well, we'll do it." And that's how it happened. And they called it the Mama. It's club on its own. And so you had at that stage, I think we had six meetings for the Matoa Race Club and one for the Mama Race Club, and they had two different committees. And that's how it all worked. It was unbelievable, really. And the Catholic school in the town, they ran the barbecues and the food and all that sort of stuff and made a lot of money. I helped run the school right up to only, about 4 or 5 years ago. So, it's a great story, and that's why we want to sort of keep that name still going.
Good luck with your meeting. Great to chat to you. As I said, it might just look as though it's just another Monday meeting, but for the Matoa Township, given you haven't had people there for, almost 2 years and a few months' time, it's significant. Have a great race meeting. We'll speak to you later in the year. All the best, David.
Thanks very much, Andrew. Appreciate it.